Day 8. I am, I am. I was maybe 10 or 11, walking on the beach of South Padre Island, Texas. I loved hunting for shells just before the light of the morning sun awoke, the beach and her many tourists would appear. With flashlight in hand, I ran to and fro as fertile waves washed up the treasures from the ocean's bottom. It was there that I first experienced it. I am. I am. There it was again. I am. I am. And I heard it over and over again. I slowed. And then I stopped. It was mesmerizing and hypnotic. Over and over the words played out in the wet sand. I am. I am. I was so captivated by this whispering voice that I dropped down to sit in the warm sand. I remained there in absolute reverie for 3 hours, breathing in the blessings of this extraordinary moment. Eventually, I felt that I had awakened from this captivating trance. Feeling it was time to reemerge into the physical world, I returned to my family vacation. I wandered back into the campsite, quiet and somehow permanently changed. My note to myself in my little apple-shaped notepad read, I heard the voice of God today. I felt something profound and earth-shaking had happened to me that day. I carried this experience with me and do even to this day. My awareness and my being had expanded. I now knew that I am one essence with everything. I am the waves, the blue sky, and the warm sand. I am light. I am air. And I am the song. When you know you are everything, and that there is no separation from that which is outside your body, you begin a journey of truth. You begin to be the light and the atoms vibrating. You are the master of your universe, and you live in blessedness. When I was walking on the beach as the sun was falling under the horizon tonight, I was remembering the feelings of expansion into oneness and the great I am, the essence of all life. Everyone has a moment or two in life where this feeling comes upon them. When you feel this way, you are unstoppable. You know in your heart of hearts that everything is possible. There are no limits, just endless possibilities. All right, my dears, go ahead and take out your journal. And we're going to do some writing now. Take a moment and write your oneness story. The aha moment where you knew you were one with everything. We're actually going to give you about 5 minutes, play some music here, and we'll catch you when you're done. Thank you. Although you may not yet have the ability to experience these profound feelings of connection on demand, you can get yourself into delightful, blissful states prior to meditating. This state of bliss is known as the state of miracles, laughter, joy, happiness, and gratitude are the sisters and brothers of the I am state. All right, and here we go. Let's take out the notebooks again. What are your mood shifters? And you can just check here. Watch a funny movie, smell a rose or some luscious essential oil, play with your child or pet, dance with a smile on your face and a song in your heart, walk on the beach. And now it's your turn. Create your top five mood shifter list. And we'll just give you 2 minutes here. Top five mood shifter list. You are the producer and director of your show. If you are running your show at low wattage with your stage dimly lit, you will likely get low wattage results. On the other hand, if you approach your day as a blessing and your practices as an opportunity to hone your I am state, literally make that I am state just sparkly. You're just getting it stronger and stronger and more clear, crystal clear, resonant. Then you will live in a constant state of blessing. All right, my dears, let's go into homework. So right away, let's make that list of five things that'll increase your energy with a fresh gratitude list. Practice your meditation CD. Notes to self after you've practiced the CD. Chart your progress. What I saw during my abundance meditation practice, what I felt, what I realized, what I generated. Notes about changes or results from your mock-up meditation, 1, 2, and 3. You might already be having results. You might be seeing some things changing in your wealth. You might be getting flowers. You might be getting more money. Checks might be coming in the mail. I don't know what you've mocked up. Notice any changes in yourself. Have you become more calm, resolved, deserving, or capable in these past few days? And I really want you to pat yourself on the back now and celebrate. If you're starting to see some mock-ups coming together, you really, really need to be grateful and do something to celebrate. I don't care what you do. You can sing, you can dance, you can have a you know, a fresh mango, go to the movies, do something, get your nails done, do something rewarding for yourself to really acknowledge, job well done, I am shifting my reality. And you really want to be positively affirming and being grateful, taking time to celebrate the little changes. All right, my dears. So we're going to leave you to your homework. I'm going to do the blessing now. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happens during this grand 21-day abundance program be a benefit and joy for you, your lifestyle, and for the ones you love. May the entire world be filled with health, vitality, abundance, and peace. Amen. Blessings and light for your day of transformation. Yahoo!